If it's true, there is hope for a tree cut down. I will walk from Alaska down to Patagonia with an axe in one hand and seeds in the other, planting tree houses along the way, because even vagabonds need a place to stay sometimes. They'll grow high up in the canopy, lined with jars to collect moonlight, to act as votive reminders that it is on the darkest nights when we can see the most light coming down from auroras and Milky Ways. And even though that moon is just a super bright rock, she is still the beacon that guides our way home. These days, I don't know if my return home finds me in a cathedral or a cabin, whether my communion is bread and wine from a goblet or whiskey pulled straight from the bottle in the mountains. But I do know. 3 years ago, I started inking a labyrinth on my arm to remember where I started. Each bend reads like a line on a topo map. You can trace a route straight to my heart from that summit. In those high places, each emerging butterfly unfurls into living prayer flags. I will watch every winged square tie into the next like alpine semaphore strung from peak to peak. Reminders for every passerby that there is loss all around us. Yet we are linked by our love that makes each loss, which is how I hold on to each hope that grows from a tree cut down.